I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Amnesty International says the United States is responsible for alleged human rights abuses in Syria. A recent report claims that because the U.S. set up camps for Islamic State detainees, it's responsible for thousands of people within the camps. The camps are only one of Syria's many woes. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says nearly 17 million people will need humanitarian aid to survive in 2024, up from 15.3 million last year.
Syria is a mess in and of itself. The economic situation only continues to worsen. There's more issues that creates more difficulty for Christians to stay. The whole country continues to subsist on the generosity of people outside the country.
Ask the Lord to have mercy on Syria, and please pray people receive help for today and hope for tomorrow. North Africa was a thriving center of theological thought in the early centuries of Christianity. Today, the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, seeks to bring North African Christians back to their historic roots. In Morocco, believers meet in secret because of severe persecution. However, the Christian population is growing, and young local leaders are emerging in multiple cities. Theological training takes a holistic approach in this country. Please ask the Lord to empower and encourage Christ followers throughout North Africa. Daniel is a PTEE leader.
Believers in these regions have suffered so much and are still facing a lot of persecution. People are quite cautious and can be slow to trust one another. So you can please pray for healthy relationships between local believers within and across these countries.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.